This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. I got a question for you on Textnado at 303-222-5423. Does it upset you when Jamie and I pull your chain just a little bit with a joke on the air?
Isn't it a yank?
When we yank your chain?
Yeah.
Is that it? All right, so does it upset? Let me give you a couple of...
I think you pull the finger, you yank a chain.
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds about
right. All right, gotcha. Yeah, all right. I get it. All right, so when we yank your chain just a little bit, let me give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, Jamie did a whole story about Giselle having a baby with that jujitsu guy, okay? And you said the baby's name was Tommy.
Which is an adorable name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it when people use older names for little kids, you know, like Ethel.
But the whole idea is you guys would understand that she means Tom Brady. Why would you name the kid Tommy, Tom Brady, when it's with another dude? Well, obviously, yanking your chain, okay?
And that went on for a few days. People told other people.
Yeah,
we had so much fun with that one. That one was a good one. And I apologize, but it was kind of fun.
It was a good one. The Jonas Brothers. Remember this one? Rusty.
Rusty's
favorite. The brother that nobody talks about.
Our favorite. He was our favorite Jonas.
Yeah, the lost Joe, bro.
Yeah.
There's no Rusty.
Lost Joe, bro.
So and the list goes on and on. Does that upset you when you find out the truth and we're just, you know, playing with it?
Especially when you told other people.
Yeah, I think.
I think it is upsetting, maybe, because I hear through the grapevine that you really pissed off somebody.
Yeah. Well, I went home yesterday, and my father-in-law, Grandpa Gus, I went down to see him. He was in the basement, right? And so I go down to see him, and the first thing he says to me is, hey, Mr. Professional Radio Dude, hey, you know they don't put an S on deer, don't you? I said, what? What? It's not deers. It's deer. I'm like, Gus. Listen to
me.
It's a joke. Jamie and I have been running this joke for a long, long time. And then he was upset with me because it was a joke and he got caught up in it. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a no-win situation.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking to myself, is it really... is it not funny?
He was mad at you after he learned that he got his chain yanked. Yeah, he was mad.
And I hate to yank the chain of a grandpa.
I know.
Of all people. Well, I don't want to cause any health issues.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but it happened to me. Like, well, I don't know how to explain this one. You and I were talking about tea bags. And I acted really dumb, you know?
Yeah.
And it was this whole thing we did because I love tea, right?
And
it was a whole thing about tea bags. And one of my friends, like, hey, just so you know. And I'm like, Really?
I just feel like there are people that you're driving to work, you're listening to our show, and you hear one of these that we do intentionally, but you don't understand it, and you're pulling your friggin' hair out. You're saying, you're screaming at us, like, guys, stop saying S on deer.
Well, I think a prime example would be, put a bounce on your wet clothes.
Look.
Oh, man.
We knew what it said.
From the beginning.
We knew what it said.
Because we went playing to the internet, and it does say what it says.
And then we'll come on the air and say every text is agreeing with us.
Yeah, which is...
Which nobody agreed with.
Total lie.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, and look at all the text here. Look at all the text.
I know.
I'm just wondering, does it make you mad? Are you pulling your hair
like,
out?
Should we stop?
Are you in on the joke? Yeah. Should we stop? You know, we don't want to be here, you know, completely accurate and, you know, information morning show.
Well, to be honest, though, about the bounce, I did not know what the commercial said. I had no idea. I even told you guys off the air. I had no idea. I went to the internet, and the internet did inform me that it said put a sheet on your wet clothes. No, it didn't.
But now that you put it out, like, as soon as we said that, I listened back to it. I was like, I could totally tell.
Me too. You it's so weird. I could hear those words, put a sheet on your wet clothes.
On your wet clothes, no doubt.
Yeah, we talked yourself into our own
lie. We did. What's that called? That's called something.
I don't know.
Pathological liars.
I don't know.
Where you start believing your own truth.
I don't know. God. I don't know. But people get upset with us and they're pulling their hair out. And it's like, look, it's only a joke.
And then they told us that Peyton Manning's wife's name is not Betty. That was a disappointment.
Betty, Betty.
Betty,
Betty.
Betty, Betty.
Betty,
Betty. Betty, Betty. Betty, Betty. Betty, Betty.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.